Blog Talk Radio.
If you have ghosts, you have everything. If you have ghosts, you have everything. You can say anything you want, and you can do anything you want to do. If you have ghosts, you have everything. One never does that. One never does that. You can call it surprise, there it is.
Give a shout out to a couple of people. Got to give our shout out to Ryan and Dennis and Ange.
I hope you feel better, Ryan. I know you got the crew from the crowd over there. So.
And also, I wanted to let you guys know that they're having something special going on at 360, and we were really planning on trying to get there this Saturday, but I'm not really sure because. As you guys know, there's something we do every year that's kind of near and dear to our heart. Not saying that 360 isn't, but we like to do the polar plunge.
Yes, gonna go get into the icy water. Yay. February the 3rd, which is the day before the Super Bowl. Go Eagles!
Yeah, sorry all you Patriot fans, but this year definitely should belong to the Eagles. The Patriots have gotten it enough. Hopefully, I know this will probably upset a couple people, but as we know.
Yeah,
you know,
sorry, Ellen, sorry, Bank, and all of y'all New Englanders up there. We still love you, though, even though we're going to Philly.
And oh, yeah, I must tell you guys that I decided that when the Eagles win, I'm going to get a tattoo. Woot, woot, woot.
Yeah, my friend Pam, she better be listening. I know she don't, but she got to this time. Made a pact with me a long time ago before I even thought about Eagles going to the Super Bowl that if they went to the Super Bowl, that me and her and Eric would ride up to Philly, not the day of, well, they won't be there. Well, I don't know when they would get back, but anyway, at some point, and get a Super Bowl Eagles tattoo. So I already have one, Eric don't.
And I decided, since I like the paranormal, I'm going to do something towards the paranormal. So if anybody has any ideas and would like to share, you know, you can go to our webpage and share, because I'd love to hear some ideas. And by the way, if you go to our Facebook pages, we have links on there if anybody would care to make a donation towards the Special Olympics and the Polar Plunge. We would greatly appreciate any support we could get.
Yeah, because it's really near and dear to me. I know people are just looking at me like I'm crazy as hell, which I am. But it's for the Special Olympics of Virginia. My daughter is in the Special Olympics of North Carolina. I know it's not Virginia. It's still Special Olympics, whatever. I'm doing it in honor of her. So, I hate to beg. I'm not begging, but it is for a great cause. I'm doing it for her. So, you know, don't think I'm all crazy. Eric's the crazy one.
Yes, I am. And I know she's probably not listening, but I do want to send a thank you to my sister because she did make a donation today that was quite surprising to me, and that meant a lot to me. So I want to thank her for that.
And I have a couple of awesome people, too, who they know who they are. My friend, my Eagles fan, Pam's one of them. So, yeah, we're doing really good this year, actually.
And also, I have to do it. I have to give a shout-out to my buddy Tony from work. He hasn't been feeling well. And
who doesn't seem to be listening at the moment. So, Tony, where are you?
He's probably busy at One Life or sleeping because he's been putting in a lot of overtime.
Yeah, so anyway, go back to 360 a minute. I want to tell everybody exactly what that is all about. Even if we don't make it, and we are going to try, so Ryan, don't count us out yet. Don't get all crazy on me and don't tell me that I'm worthless.
You would never do that.
It's for the Wounded Warrior Project. It's going to be Saturday, the 27th, this coming Saturday, from 6 to 12 at 360 Mechanicsville Turnpike. And they're having we are requiring a $20 donation, and all of that goes to the Wounded Warrior Project. And if, I don't know any of y'all who've been to 360, but it is crazy haunted, a very good place to go, a very first place if anybody has never been, you know, doing the paranormal, never been on an investigation of search or whatever. It's crazy, but.
And they're really good there. I'm telling you, folks, that money, it's not that, you know, that it's a lot. And like, you know, we were saying, all the money will be donated. They do not keep it. They don't, you know, they are awesome people. And I guarantee you, you go, you're going to have a good time.
But we're going to still try. You know, it seems to be that money is adding up for the Polar Plunge. You know, hotel costs, food costs, whatever. If anybody would like to make a donation to that, that would be awesome as well.
Oh, yeah, and while we're back on the Polar Plunge, I need an idea of a cool costume to wear. So if you guys could put your creative caps on and just submit those. I know, you know, it's supposed to be about the paranormal, but I consider myself kind of paranormal that I want to go jump in the water. And it's...
We're going to feel paranormal when we wore it.
And I wanted to tell everybody that I am so excited that this year I may be getting to meet one of my...
ultimate favorites.
Yes. And not saying, because, of course, I got my favorites that I get to see, and I can get to see anytime I want, like Jack. Love you, Jack. But I get to meet Katrina.
Weedman.
Yes, and just ask Wendy. I drive her and everybody else crazy because I talk about it all the time. Every time I see her on TV, I think she is amazing. And hopefully I don't embarrass myself, but I tend to do that easily.
I tell him he's okay because I made a big ass fool of myself when I met Brandon for the first time, so don't worry about it. Which, by the way, he was, I don't know how many of y'all know Brandon Smith from TWC. Part of the show tonight is about autistic people with the paranormal. He happens to be autistic with Asperger's. So, you know, he's near and dear to my heart, but he did a really, really, really awesome thing, and I called my daughter, who has autism, and he actually spoke on the phone with her for quite a while, actually. So they talked on the phone about a couple of things. Thank you, Brandon. Thank you, all you Brandon fans. He's awesome. Can't wait to meet him again. So
as you see, you know, the people that are in paranormal don't distance themselves. They're willing, you know, to treat everybody equal.
They do. That's, you know, one of the things about the paranormal. There are those people who kind of distance themselves. So there are some, you know, some are more territorial. But the rest of us, and there's more of us than there are them. It's like a big family. It's like a get-together every weekend. It's like pajama parties, actually.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah, and while I'm thinking about it, I know you can go on to Amazon now and pre-order Jack's book.
Yes, and I don't have the name in front of me.
Oh,
it will be. In fact, it is. And yes, I have not announced our contest yet, which I need to do.
Yeah, we haven't forgotten that. But
the contest is going to be, and I don't have all the information, but it's going to be an autographed copy of his book. I don't know what we're going to do exactly. But that is the prize.
Yeah, so as soon as we have the details for that, we will post it, and I'm sure we'll talk about it on here.
And a thousand times.
And what I'm thinking, too, I shouldn't forget that I'm going to be meeting quite a few other people, too. I think John Zaffis
is going to be there. Marcus, oh, my God, I love you. Marcus from Ghost Brothers.
Who else?
It's a whole bunch of them. Anyway, it's in New Jersey in May. We are just not together tonight, it seems to be. Polar Plunge has been on our minds. We must have already been in there because they're frozen. So
No, she's speaking for herself, folks. She's being distracted for some reason. But that's all right, because I'm not distractive, so don't think I'm included in her mess, her paranormal mess.
My paranormal mess.
So, see, Dennis, you think you're the only one that has so-called issues? You need to listen to tonight's show, because as you'll hear, Wendy's kind of a goofball tonight.
Yeah, I'm kind of out there. But I am pulling it up because I want some of y'all to go with us.
Yeah, because we'd love to plan a trip to that. And I'm trying to think. We don't really have too much going on other than what we announced. And, oh, yeah, well, I'm thinking about it. Next Wednesday is going to be, what is it called, a super?
There it is, paranormal.
Next one is a super.
It's the super blue moon with a total eclipse, light eclipse.
Total eclipse of the heart?
Yeah, totally. Anyway, I pulled it up. It's doing its thing, but it's the 5th annual New Jersey Pair Unity Expo. It's got Steve from Ghost Hunters. It's got, how can the hell can we forget this, Chip Coffee?
Oh, my goodness. That guy is, he is amazing. I mean, I've seen him on TV, and he is just.
Guess who else we forgot to mention?
Hmm.
Chris from TWC. Yeah!
See? So, folks, as you can see, she is totally out there. So, yeah, she is.
Amy Bruni, Adam Berry.
How can we forget?
I don't know. But, yeah.
And I don't know if you guys have ever seen the shows that they are on. They are well worth the watch. They are really, really, really good and talented people. And I cannot wait. This is like, my love for Busch Gardens is up there, but this is like topping that.
Yeah.
Imagine.
It's Katrina, Katrina, Katrina. And I'm over here like, Nick, Nick, Nick. Like, Katrina, Katrina.
So.
Paranormal lockdown rules.
So as that gets closer, you guys are going to have to bear with me, because I'm sure I'm going to be kind of crazy. But anyway, enough dwelling on that.
Yeah, I'll have one more thing. Oh, my God, our friends Connor and Lyle, oh, my God, we can't forget them. They have something coming up this weekend as well. The Spirit Investigation with Twisted Paranormal. It's from 7:30 to 1 Saturday night at the Silver Thatch Inn in Charlottesville. So that in itself is going to be awesome. It's $65 per person. Yeah, and from what I've heard from Ryan, that place is off the hook too.
And I'm going to tell you, these two, they are amazing people. I love them both so much.
And
I mean,
it's actually going to be their whole team. They're going to get to meet the whole team, not just those two. And sorry, I don't have names for them, but I do know Tana. And
I will tell you, the first time I met them, I felt like I had known them my whole life. They treated me like we've been buddies since childhood.
It's the paranormal family. Yay.
So either of these two events, you can't go wrong. Everybody is just, they are. They're freaking awesome.
Ryan and Angie! So, yeah, we feel like a family. We, you know, we've been kind of laying low. Everybody's been sick.
It's that flu.
The flu. The
flu's going around, and they're actually saying that they're, the flu's been so bad, sorry to say, but there's been quite a few kids who've gotten it and passed away.
They have, yeah.
So, want to send my condolences to those families, because I know it's not easy. I don't, understand what's going on. I've been, knock on wood, I've been kind of...
You didn't get the flu shot, did you?
No.
This is the first year in forever that I have. I'm kind of glad I did. Because this stuff is not, it's nothing to play with.
Well, I know at my work, over probably half our department was out with the flu. And they're just now really getting over. I mean, they were sick. And I'm just thankful I didn't get sick. Why did I just say that, sick?
Ooh.
Okay. Wow.
Anyway, back to autistic children and the paranormal. What can we say on that?
Well, I have to say, this is a very interesting topic and probably should have dedicated two shows to it because there is so much about it that I didn't realize because they actually say kids with autism are really gifted in this because their senses are more heightened. But thanks to society, you know, a lot
of... Society blames it on medication. It is not medication, not a lot of times.
And they base it on the way they are because I know Wendy's daughter, Alexis, you know, she has a form of it, and it doesn't seem as bad as some of the other cases I've witnessed, and I would never, you know, blame stuff, you know, saying like with, I guess, her medication or that she's not thinking straight because she is very smart. And a lot of people might not know this, but most autistic children, they can't lie.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if they tell you they see something or hear something,
they're telling the truth. So I guess that means when she said she didn't see anything in her room, she really didn't. I need to talk with her more.
And also they're saying that they have a heightened sense of hearing and all that. They're more sensitive to noises or... And I do see a lot of that.
With her, yeah.
And it's a good idea.
Uh-oh.
If for you that don't know, that's my good doctor coming out. And that's a TV show that we watch. And... this doctor, he actually has autism too, and he's like beating the odds per se because, you know, nobody wanted him at the hospital. You know, people were trying to get rid of him. And I just noticed that Wendy's looking at the same information that I have in front of me, which is kind of...
Yay for computers. We did our work. We did some homework on it. We did. But mine is laying with Alexis because even though she tells me she's never seen ghosts, never seen, you know, spirits or anything, she is interested in the paranormal. And you know, she wants to be a junior member of our team and... So, looks like I got my work cut out for me.
Yeah, but she would be really good. And I, in this article, it's kind of interesting that I found it said that, you know, even though they may see something or hear something, you can't always assume that it's a ghost or, you know, some type of spirit or thing. Because you said that you also have to consider hallucinations, because they do hallucinate because medication, and some of them have more of the mental illness, can have an effect. But I'm a firm believer. I can pretty much read people. And I know, you know, that a lot of times I can tell when somebody's, you know, just acting. And also, I wanted to share this with you. On this webpage I found, they interviewed a mom. Her name was Melissa. And she had a 12-year-old autistic. His name was Daniel. You know, from the time he was little, said Daniel would look up at the ceiling and react to some invisible being. And as he got older, he would draw pictures of an old man in a cowboy hat and say things like, "He here." He'd point to the picture, then at the ceiling. Well, within time, his mom was worried about her son's mental health, and she took him to a neurologist, who found nothing wrong. Of course, you know, everybody, they want to go take it to a doctor to, you know, diagnose or give more medication. And then they referred her son, to a psychiatrist. And he showed no other signs of psychosis other than seeing something in the home. Guess what the psychiatrist said? And see, this really gets me. He said that Daniel was a psychotic. And then it says Daniel, the little boy, wasn't the only one that saw the cowboy. It said even though his mom didn't, his 9-year-old brother had seen it and heard the man. And, you know, they live in Texas, so, you know, you could see a cowboy, but I know a lot of people are saying, well, because he's in Texas, and she said, never did anything to find out if anyone had died on the property. They talked about things moving on their own, doors slammed. And she was angry about, you know, people judging her and her son. And as soon as they, I guess, come to terms with it, the activity lessens. So, you know, as people find out in paranormal, they're just trying to find someone that will listen to them. Because for people that don't know, it's like, on that side, they feel like we're the
bad guy?
The bad guy or the paranormal, per se.
This says that it is estimated that every 20 minutes a child is diagnosed with autism, and statistics are rapidly rising worldwide. It seems like, and not to put off anybody that said anything about, you know, because I'm not a doctor, I don't pretend to be, but it seems way back when that all the doctors wanted to do, and especially the school teachers, wanted to, this child's crazy, send him to the doctor, we can't get him to behave, send him to the doctor. The doctor would give him, what is that medicine they used to give him? Ritalin.
Yeah, Ritalin. That's all they wanted to
do. That's all they wanted to do is give them Ritalin. And now it's come out that, I think it's come out that all the kids have autism. If they don't know how to act right, they label them with autistic, being autistic.
And
kind of the same thing, yeah.
And it always seems like, and this is what gets me, you know, I really feel that these children are gifted. And I feel like the medication is masking the gift. And I don't, you know, I guess I'm one, and I've been this way my whole life. I don't like taking medication. I feel like it's covering up any solution that might come out, because I know Wendy's daughter, she amazes me, because I can tell you something. She can remember every teacher's name all the way back to...
Now, she's in 10th grade.
She goes back to pre-K?
Actually, no, she's not. Lord, I have really flipped up again. She's in 11th grade.
See, you've already forgotten.
Yeah, see? She's got way better memory than me. And, of course, I wish she'd do better in school, but we keep telling her. She knows every Pokemon by heart. She knows them by their sound. She watches Pokemon videos every day. She sent us some earlier.
Well, I found out, though, they were saying that autistic children only learn what they want to learn. If they don't want to learn it, they're not going to learn.
She's in honors classes in high school, so I have to give it to her. She's smart as a whip. She really is.
And if you tell her your name one time, she will never forget your name. Never. Everybody, she will name all the other students at her school. And I've been begging her to go with us somewhere because I'd love to take her to 360.
I know. She wants to go. We should take her. Brian, is that okay?
Brian's not going to mind that.
No, no. But, yeah, we need to get in touch with Jake. Jake is into the teenage paranormal. He is a teenage paranormal investigator, is what he is. So, you know, he needs to teach her a couple of things. We need to get in touch with him.
And I also was reading here about high-functioning autism symptoms. And it's kind of interesting because this would be awesome to have with, you know, paranormal investigation. They have emotional sensitivity. They have fixation on particular subjects or ideas, linguistic oddities, social difficulties, and problems processing physical sensation. And I know you're wondering why I would think a lot of it, but you know, the more sensitive you are to everything, the more you're going to be able to thrive as far as paranormal, because while there is a lot of equipment out there that you can use, I feel like the best equipment is you.
Mm-hmm. That's what I use.
And I know a lot of people don't like that because they feel like, you know, the type, how you go, and someone will say, did anybody hear that noise? Saying, did anybody hear something? And not.
It's matrixing.
Right.
Making things out of things. Your mind makes things out of, that could be anything, but your mind makes it to be a ghost. For instance, like a wall or something, but it just could be like a piece of, you know, the way the wood's designed.
Yeah, because I could be telling people tonight saying, yeah, tomorrow you're going to just want to donate to our Polar Plunge.
Yes, everybody wants to donate to the Polar Plunge.
And then tomorrow will come and you'll be like,
thousands of dollars, yay!
Yes. But there was, I know, I keep going off the subject, but hey, you got
to
have.
Oh, that is something else I want to get off the subject. Let's not show off the subject. On my Facebook page, I have a link to Autism Speak, and I'm taking donations. It's going directly to them, not going to me at all, you know, for that cause. I link this show to up to the donation thing.
Yeah, so if, you know, we're not forcing anybody or trying to, but, you know, we want to do our part as well. So if anybody feels, you know, like they want to, please give, because it's definitely well worth it. And this is, wow, this is really interesting. It talks about Dan Aykroyd, and everybody knows him, the writer and star from Ghostbusters.
He's autistic.
And he was inspired by his focus on ghosts and the paranormal, and many other high-functioning autistic individuals have used their focus on mathematics, biology, or writing to inspire successful careers. So that's what I'm telling you. I mean, you know, people want to take medication and just treat individuals that have autism, and, you know, if that's the case, then everybody should be taking meds.
Well, Lacey isn't really taking medicine because she's autistic. She's taking medicine because she has some other things going on with her, and, you know, it's helping. I don't think there's a cure for autism, is it? No.
No. And this is what I've noticed a lot, too, in her daughter, Alexis. And it's about she doesn't really have a struggle to learning to speak. But, you know, the way it was described to me is they want to say something, but as far as communicating between, I guess, the brain and the mouth, they're not sure, you know,
how to get it out. Hey, I have that problem too. I don't think I'm autistic.
Oh, you're autistic.
No.
All those that are out there listening, if you feel that Wendy's autistic,
I don't think so, but yeah, I do have some problems.
No, Wendy's not autistic. She's just the crazy North Carolina.
I'm the country bitch.
Yeah. And see, this is what I don't understand, too. They say they have social difficulties. And Alexis doesn't show.
She's complete opposite.
I'm everybody she meets, if they got a name tag, she's speaking to them. She's asking for a hug.
Hi, my name is Alexis. What is yours? She'll be like, hi, she'll read your name tag. Hi, so-and-so. My name is Alexis.
And I remember laughing because we went to the pool, and she went to these high school students, of course, you know, older than her, and she just started talking to them, and they kind of laughed at her and all that. And then the next thing you know, they invited her to hang out. So some of this stuff, that's what I'm telling you. I guess there's different levels, but... And then, I do see this. They said that many individuals with autism have sensory difficulties. They may find specific noises, tastes, smells, or feelings intolerable. And I know Alexa, she can have headphones on and have it so loud everybody 20 miles down the road can hear, but the vacuum cleaner, she cannot stand having a vacuum cleaner on when she's there, no matter how quiet it is.
Mm-mm.
She's got to wear special headphones.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know I was talking to Tony about it, and he told me it's because she can control it in her headphones. She
mm-hmm.
has control.
Mm, makes sense, yeah.
And
I would thank him if he was listening.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to him tonight. He's either too busy at One Life, or he's sleeping, or he's mad at me because, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and go off the subject because I got to air my, dirty laundry for
some. Close your ears, y'all.
No, I want him to hear me. I'm airing my dirty laundry.
Oh, okay.
It just seems like this week at work we've been having a lot of overtime, and, of course, Eric, the outsider, got left out. And I always try to make myself available, and I kind of upset everybody at work. So he might be punishing me tonight, not listening to the show.
That's okay. I'm going to have a link to it.
And maybe
he's going to be sending it to him.
He'll probably listen later. Reading here, April is Autism Awareness Month in some countries, including the UK and, of course, USA. And April 2nd, 2009 was the very first World Autism Awareness Day.
We might be doing some more stuff on autism in that month.
Yeah, I'm going to give you guys a little bit of technical stuff about it because it's, you know, I'm not trying to go away, I guess, from the paranormal, but talking about autism as far as the paranormal. But I want to give you just a brief thing here that I found out about autism. And they said that it is a lifelong developmental disability. Hooked on Phonics could work for me. It is part of the autism spectrum and is sometimes referred to as an autism spectrum disorder, or ASD. The word spectrum is used because while all people with autism share three main areas of difficulty, their condition will affect them in very different ways. Some are able to live relatively everyday lives. Others will require a lifetime of specialist support. Okay, so that explains to me because I'm telling you, we're really trying to push Alexis. She wants to be a veterinary assistant. She wants to be, but a lot of people are like, oh, you can't go to college. You can't learn. You can't do. And I'm telling
you, can.
She is in honor classes.
She's the only one in honors band right now. Honors band. She plays the saxophone. She's all right. I don't know how she got an honors, but okay. They put her there. They must think something good of her, right?
Yeah, and I'm telling you, I tried learning a musical instrument, and I couldn't do it, but Alexis, she is very, very good, but I noticed she too much wants to be, I guess, a perfectionist, and if she messes up, she just goes, makes a big production.
Oh, yes, and she's like her mother. Yay.
Well, that's not a bad thing. But I wanted to also share this. I know, we're just having all sorts of fun.
We're just kind of rambling on about autism tonight. That's okay.
But they say the three main areas of difficulty with which all people with autism share, and it says sometimes known as the triad, which is three, of impairments. There is difficulty with social communication. I don't see that with Alexis. Difficulty with social interaction. I don't see that with Alexis. And difficulty with social imagination. I don't see that either. Because her boyfriend is Waluigi.
I can tell my daughter's boyfriend is Waluigi.
So if that's not imagination, and I'm serious, she is serious about it.
I wonder if she's going to take Waluigi to the prom this year.
Yeah, because she's got guys that are buying her stuff.
They're like knocking her door down, and she is not having any parts of it. She's Waluigi. Which hopefully that means later in life she's going to be very faithful to somebody.
Yeah, I know. She is. It's crazy. And then it says here, it can be hard to create awareness of autism as people with the condition do not look disabled. Parents of children with autism often say that other people simply think their child is naughty, while adults find that they are misunderstood. And that's what I'm saying. I'll admit at first, you know, I thought she was being defiant and just, you know, playing the role, but she's not. Because
no.
I noticed she, I've I guess I'm basing my ex-pretend girlfriend's son was diagnosed with this and ADHD and stupid idiocy and all that other good stuff. And he used it to his advantage, and I guess I'm seeing that, to not do his homework.
We better be nice. You know we have a school teacher listening in tonight. That's my friend Mike. Sorry, Mike.
Yeah, I know. I
can't talk about
it.
The schools.
I can't help it. I'm not downing teachers or anything. I'm just...
It's not the teachers.
It's
not the teachers at all, no.
No, it's like I said, it's kids nowadays use that to their advantage. Hello?
Sorry if that was a blip. Anyway, go ahead.
Man, see now.
I got you off track.
Yeah, I know. Oh, and this is talking about what she mentioned, the Asperger's syndrome.
Yes, that's what Brandon has.
And it says this is used to describe people who are usually at the higher functioning end of the autistic spectrum. And it is in this form that autism has touched this person's life. They said they have four wonderful sons, two of whom have been diagnosed with mild Asperger's syndrome, while the other two have a lot of, he's saying Aspie traits. I guess that's just the one more so than the other, but have not been assessed. It says it's named after Hans Asperger, a Viennese psychiatrist who first described the syndrome in 1944. And I'm trying to decide because I don't want to.
We don't want to bore anybody with the long details, but we're kind of rambling too.
Yeah, but that's all right. I mean, this is.
Oh, can I throw in the fact that next Friday, guess what comes to the theaters? Not this coming Friday, next Friday.
Oh, yes. Yes, please share that. Everybody needs to go.
Everybody has got to go to this. Winchester is about the Winchester House in California, about Mrs. Winchester, Sarah Winchester. If you don't know what Winchester House is, you've got to look it up. She is the wife of the person who made the Winchester guns, and she believed that all the spirits who were shot by the Winchester guns were going to come and take her away, kill her, or whatever. So it's a very, 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 very good movie that everybody should go see.
And that's been a bucket list of mine to go
to. To go to Winchester. They have doors that open to big tail drops. They got
doors to nowhere. They got
doors to
stairs.
Nowhere. Stairs to nowhere. Doors open to nothing. Walls.
But from what I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, something about that she felt like that if she didn't stop building.
If she did stop building,
that the spirits of those that were
killed by the Winchester gun would get her. Yeah.
So that, you definitely want to check out this movie because it, I know I'm going to go. That's, oh yes. I'm trying to think, there was something else I wanted to share.
I know, we have so much to share tonight. Anybody wants to go, I know we're mentioning Paula Plunge again, but if anyone wants to come down and jump with us, it's going to be next Saturday.
And yeah, I want
to
do a shout out to all the amazing children, adults in the Special Olympics, because I'm telling you folks, not only in paranormal do you have a family, but they are a family as well, because we did this mile, like, walk-run thing during, you know, it was actually before the plunge, and I want you to tell me. I'm the one that's telling this. But I did this thing, and as I was crossing the finish line, there was like three of these kids standing there, and they high-fived me and thanked me for doing this. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, there's nothing like the feeling you get.
I know giving up money for some cause, you know, feels like you're wasting your money, but no, these kids are awesome. Like I said, my daughter's in North Carolina, Special Olympics, and she had this thing, this competition thing at her, it wasn't at her school, but it was for her school last April.
Mm-hmm.
And just being there, the kids are freaking amazing. They care for each other.
That's what I wanted to share with everybody. I want everybody to know her daughter was running this relay and had this race won, but her friend was struggling. So Alexis went back to help her friend cross the line.
And they came in second. It was three of them, and they came in second and third.
Yes. So she gave up winning this because, and I asked her, and she said because her friend needed help. Now I'm telling you, that's what I'm saying. That's why I want to do, you know, stuff to support them, because it's amazing to me. Because as you know, with this society, we're all so competitive, and it's like, haha, I got faster than you. Ah, I got this, I got that. And yet, Alexis proved that it wasn't all about that.
Mm-mm. That was an amazing day. Oh, my God. I hope they have it again this year.
I do, too.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot believe, like, our hour is, like, almost over.
Yeah, so before it is over, I want to thank everybody that's listening. I hope it was informative. I want to tell again, don't forget the events that are coming up this weekend.
360 at Mechanicsville and Twisted Paranormal in Charlottesville. I think the information is already on the WPRS site.
And I want to go ahead and let Ryan and Dennis know we will get out there again, I promise you, and I'm going to do my darndest to be there this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm not, please know I'm there in spirit. I love you guys, and I'm not trying to avoid coming there, but this polar plunge, last year I was unable to make it because something came up, and it was like my whole year just was not right.
Yeah, so it's going to happen. Yay. Thank you again to everybody who pledged, who's going to pledge, everything. So.
And don't forget next Wednesday, this Super Blue Moon.
Super Blue Moon with that, I think it's going to be a total eclipse. I should have looked it up. I will have information Wednesday night. It's going to happen Wednesday night, but I'll have more information on it on Wednesday night. So.
And also, I promise everybody this year we're going to do better of going to more places, and we will have more with Visionique.
Visionique's getting ready to have her own Facebook page, y'all. Come on. I will let everybody know when we do, because she's going with us. So.
Yeah, so make sure when that page is made that you show your love and support, because she will have posts, and our contest will have the, you know, the details definitely soon.
For Jack's book. Y'all should be excited about this, especially y'all who are wanting to get into or into the paranormal. It speaks about how to go about doing it, what to do.
And about equipment.
About equipment. I mean,
and
their awesome.
Team, if they have stuff from it. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it will be definitely well worth the money. Well, you won't have to if you.
They're going to win it. But they can also buy it from Amazon, and I will put the link on both Night Vision and WPRS Facebook pages. Heck, it'll probably be on my page, too.
I got to have it on my page.
Okay. So I can't think of anything else that's going on.
I know we're forgetting something.
I know,
we always do. There was something we wanted to share with everybody. What in the world could it have been? This is sad.
I know we're trying to get a trip up to go to Pennsylvania for Eastern State Penitentiary. If anybody wants to help me with that, by God, please, by all means, please help me. It'll be the first time I've ever done an event by myself. Well, there too, but as a team. So.
And I want everybody to stay tuned because I still haven't forgotten that we were going to have one lucky listener join us on an investigation.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned for that, because
we got a lot of stuff coming up in 2018, y'all. This is going to be awesome. With the country bitch, man. That's me.
I don't know what to do with her, folks. She's... I don't know if I could consider that paranormal, if that's just normal for her.
Probably though. If they get crazy when we go to investigations, Donna. I'm like, leave me alone. I've got to do this alone. People are like, we're now. Don't let her go there. No, no.
And I want to put in a plug, too, for those people in the Virginia area. In Virginia Beach, Ferry Plantation.
Yes, we can't forget Ferry Plantation.
That was like one of the
main things happened last weekend, and we didn't get to it, so.
But I used to go there all the time, and I just don't go there much. But I got to put a plug in for it. Check them out. Heather is awesome.
We're going to have her on our show one day.
Yes.
Definitely, pretty soon.
Definitely good place to go. It's Ferry Plantation.
But anyway, we love you guys.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for listening. We hope we didn't bore you. We hope you had fun.
Please leave some feedback about what future shows can be. Need some help here.
And just know, we're not Night Visions without you or Visionique. So... love you guys. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Bye.